So today we are reading from the last verse of the chapter 12 of fifth canto. Raugana converse with Jad Bharat. This is verse 16. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Tasmad nalo sangha susangha jata. Gyana shine eva vivri krishna moha. Arintadiha katana shutabhyam. Labdasmiti yatyati paramatvana. Tasmat, for this reason, Nara, every person, Asanga, by detachment from the association of worldly people, Susanga, by the association of devotees, Jata, produce Gyana Ashina, by the sword of knowledge, Hiya, in this material world, Eva, even, Vrikrina Moha, whose illusion is completely cut to peace, Harim, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Tadiha, of his activity, Katana Shrutabhyam, by the two processes of hearing and chanting, Labdasmiti, the lost consciousness is regained, Yati, achieve, Atiparam, the ultimate end, Advana, of the path back home, back to Godhead. Translation on purport by Srila Prabhupada. Simply by associating with exalted devotees, anyone can attain perfection of knowledge, and with the sword of knowledge can cut to peace the illusory association within this material world. Through the association of devotees, one can engage in the service of the Lord by hearing and chanting Shravanam Kirtanam. Thus, one can revive his dormant Krishna consciousness and, sticking to the cultivation of Krishna consciousness, return home back to Godhead even in this life. To become liberated from material bondage, one must give up the association of worldly people and accept the association of devotees. Positive and negative processes are mentioned in this regard. Through the association of devotee, one develops Krishna consciousness, which is dormant within. This Krishna consciousness movement is giving this chance to everyone. We are giving shelter to everyone who is serious about progressing in Krishna consciousness. We arrange for their lodging on board so that they can peacefully cultivate Krishna consciousness and return home back to Godhead even in this life. Thus end the Bhaktivinoda purport of the fifth canto, 12th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Conversation Between Maharaj Raugana and Jad Bharat. So I read again the translation. Simply by associating with exalted devotee, anyone can attain perfection of knowledge, and with the sword of knowledge can cut to peace the illusory association within this material world. Through the association of devotee, one can engage in the service of the Lord by hearing and chanting Shavanam Kirtanam. Thus one can revive his dormant Krishna consciousness and, sticking to the cultivation of Krishna consciousness, return home back to Godhead, even in this life. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasma Shigurave Nama Namo Prabhupada Priyadasaya Jagannathya Tananda Mutai Bhakta Shikaya Krishna Kitanena Narashingena Rakshitaya Namo Namaha. So it's a very beautiful verse, actually very encouraging in our spiritual progress. Prabhupada explained how just by associating with exalted devotee, and we can practice the basic of Krishna consciousness, which is Shravanam Kirtanam, and in this way one can revive his dormant Krishna consciousness and even go back home, back to God, in, even in this life. And in a purport, Prabhupada mentioned, speak more about these two very essential aspects of our devotional life. One is positive process and one is a negative process. The negative process, asat sanga tyaga, which is to not associating with worldly people. And there is a very, very famous verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, who say, asat sanga tyaga e vaishnava charas tri sanga e kasadu krishna bhakta hara, that one should, speaking about, of course, about a devotee, one should try to avoid the association of ordinary person. And the reason Lord Chaitanya explained is that usually ordinary person are very much materially attached, especially to sex life. And the devotee should be careful, actually, in order to maintain his Krishna consciousness, not to associate with such people. And the verse say also, not only those ordinary people, but even people who may actually have a certain degree of renunciation, have attained a certain degree of not being attached to material objects, make some kind of progress in spiritual life. But if they are not devotee of Krishna, we should also avoid this association. And that's a very important, actually, also point, because it's mentioned actually principally about the Mayavadi or the impersonalists, and they may actually be quite advanced in their understanding of the material world and spiritual world, but in the same time, because they are not devotee of the Lord, their association is not so much encouraged for a devotee. It's even mentioned sometimes that it's even worse, because they have actually a certain understanding of the Vedic scripture and they have some kind of knowledge, but because it is not employing Krishna consciousness and they don't accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God, that it's even worse. And just Prabhupada make this point, like a serpent which is touching the milk, and this milk, although milk is very beneficial food, when it is touched by a serpent, it's even worse because it becomes poisonous. So in the same way, spiritual knowledge, when it's touched by impersonalists, it can be actually more detrimental than ordinary material activity for a devotee. So this is the negative aspect of a process which is mentioned here. And Prabhupada say, and also Lord Chaitanya, and it's the positive aspect, it's the opposite. It's to always try to keep the association of spiritualists, of devotee, which is essential for spiritual life. And these two are in somewhat the basic of spiritual devotional advancement, and they are essential for the devotee. And we can actually experiment through our life that practically everything beneficial we got in spiritual devotional service, it's coming from this association with devotee. Most of us, before coming to Krishna consciousness, we didn't have actually any experience of spiritual Krishna consciousness. We didn't have really a proper understanding, and just by the association with devotee, then actually we become enlivened in Krishna consciousness. So it's often mentioned and repeated through the Shastra how association with devotee is essential. There's a verse who say even a moment of a fraction of an instant, I think it's a lava school. Huh? It's not even a second, it's very infinite. Even that of association can bring the greatest benefit. greatest benefit. In one sense, it's difficult to understand. It's just the time practically to see the person. How can it be beneficial so much in our Krishna consciousness? But it is mentioned by the Shastra, and we should have faith in this. And what to speak if we get enlightened by the instruction of the Vaishnava, of the spiritualist. So this association is very essential, and sometimes we try to understand in a very complex way how Krishna consciousness is working. And of course there is many rules, many regulations, many things we have to learn also in Krishna consciousness, but in the same time it's very simple in a sense that practically we can say that just by the association with devotee, we can be sure, and Prabhupada explained, that we can actually peacefully cultivate our Krishna consciousness. And he said at the end of the purport, and return home back together even in this life, just by this association, by taking shelter of the devotee. So it's very simple in one sense, because even if we can, if we analyze what we are doing, it's not very different from what doing other people. I mean, we are eating, we are doing some activity. I was listening actually to I think it was a class of Giriraj Maharaj, and I don't know if he got it from Prabhupada or someone else, but he gave the example, an analogy that it's just like being in a plane. People in a plane who take the plane, they do also very similar activity than the other people. And they read a newspaper, they have a drink, they speak, they sleep a little. So sometimes, in the same way in spiritual life, especially in Krishna consciousness, we don't see so much different actually with the other people. What we are doing is mainly the same activity. But this analogy explained, just like someone who is in the plane, although there may still be some cloud and we don't really perceive clearly things as they are, it's sure that by time going on, at one point we will actually see the progress we have made by being in a plane, and we can rise over the cloud and have a clear vision. So it's Krishna consciousness is the same way. We made daily through our life, making some action, take prasadam, we do some service, and so on. We speak with other devotees, we associate, Very similar like ordinary person, but the result is completely different, and even if at the beginning we may not really perceive the greatness of this process, the change which is taking place in our life, it's just a question of time, actually. And Prabhupada make this also comparison with ISKCON. He says it's like a boat, and you just wait, because devotees were asking what they have to do, especially in Krishna consciousness, for being sure to be properly situated. And Prabhupada explained, you just have to remain in a boat. That's the only thing you have to do. Even if sometimes you get sick, I don't know if you have taken a boat, but you can get really in a sickness situation. It's very uncomfortable. And in the same way, sometimes in spiritual life, it seems very uncomfortable. But it's just a question of time. If we remain on the boat of Krishna consciousness, ultimately we will cross the world of the material energy. It's just we have to have faith in this process. So these two aspects of Krishna consciousness are very important. I guess that's why the last verse is pointing about it. And the positive process of associating with devotees is essential, and also we have to be careful, as I said, to also not associating too close with ordinary person, with mundane person, with materialistic person. Sometimes people outside, they judge the devotee very narrow-minded. They are actually very sectarian. And it may appear like this, that the devotees, they are not so open to associating intimately with everyone. You may say, and often they say, those persons who judge the devotee like this, that's not the external which is important, that's the internal. You can dress in such a way, but that doesn't mean you have more God conscious or more spiritually evolved than other. And it's true in one sense. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur say that, I don't know who he was speaking of, but that's quite scary. He was saying how sometime the person may be dressed as a devotee with a sikha, but he may be just a demon. Anyway, so that's true. It's not the external which is important. But in the same time, the association is essential with who you associate, because we may think that we are very independent in our life, and we are not going to be affected by who we are associating with, what we are doing. And that's the mistake of the conditioned soul. Is very illusion about himself, and he thinks that he's controlling things. And many times, even in a person who are very evaluate the thing in the same way, and that's a big mistake, because actually we are very much depending with who we associate, with what activity we are doing. That's actually affected us very much. So we have to be careful. That's why a devotee is associating with devotee, with person like-minded, because he know how the effect going to be great and important on his own life. So we should actually always consider this point through our life, because in one sense, devotees are very few in the world, in a society, and it's very easy to be carried away by associating with mundane person. Sometimes for our service, we have to, especially for preaching, we have to speak, we deal with other type of person who are not at all immersed in Krishna consciousness. But we always have to remain very prudent, very careful not to be, Prabhupada said this word, contaminated, because it's very, the material energy is very powerful, and although we may be practicing Krishna consciousness in the same time, we all know that we are very young in Krishna consciousness, and it's not so easy to remain pure in this world. You have, of course, example of people in the scripture who actually are able to maintain their Krishna consciousness even in the middle of materialistic person, like you have Prahlad Maharaj. It's really an example which is quite amazing, specifically when you think the Prahlad Maharaj was only 5 years old at this time. So normally at this age you are completely affected by other, with who you are, the parents, the family, the friend. But in the case of Prahlad Maharaj, he was actually able to not only remain Krishna consciousness, but to spread his Krishna consciousness. But that's very rare for in the main majority of devotees. Actually, the most important aspect of Krishna consciousness is the association. If we analyze as a devotee year after year, what makes us stay in Krishna consciousness, we can really say it's not because I'm doing such a great service or because I have so much knowledge or because of this or because of that. If we sincerely look at it, it's really because we are daily taking the advantage of associating with other devotees, and that's where we get our strength. And in the same way, it's by avoiding materialistic association that we can remain strong and not become weak. So that's basically these two aspects that I want to speak about it, because they are very important. And like I said, it's very encouraging verse, because Prabhupada explained that even we can peace by doing this simple shravanam kirtanam in the association of devotee, we can peacefully cultivate our Krishna consciousness, and he say, and even return home back to God, and even in this life. Prabhupada so many times mentioned this, and we can take it cheaply. Okay, in this life we go back to God, but more we practice Krishna consciousness and we understand deeply what is it about this wonderful philosophy, and more it become reality and not just a dry knowledge, and more actually we can appreciate our extraordinary Jai Srila Gopinath Ki. And we can appreciate how extraordinary is this Krishna consciousness, and that even in one life we can go back home, back to God. And of course, a very advanced devotee is not anymore so much concerned if he will go back home to God, back to God, and or if he will remain in this material world. He's just interested in serving Krishna. But Prabhupada one time he mentioned how we are not at such advanced stage, and we should actually at our level very much be have the strong desire to go back home to Godhead. So in one life it can be done, it may be more life, but if we stay in the association of devotee, actually that's the more safe place, and we can in this way, like Prabhupada say, and peacefully cultivate our Krishna consciousness. So maybe there is someone want to say something? Yeah? What? Sorry? Exalted devotee, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, it can be both, actually. We should never underestimate any devotee, and in one sense, we require the association of any devotee, even one who is not so seem, actually, because it's also very difficult to ascertain which level is situated each devotee. So even if one seem not so much advanced, it's always beneficial because he is still a devotee and is very dear to Krishna, and just by associating with him, we can actually improve and increase our Krishna consciousness. In the same time, it's true that the association of very advanced devotee with a pure devotee or the spiritual master is essential for our Krishna consciousness, because such a person actually can in fact deliver us from the illusion of material from the material illusion, because he has pure knowledge, realized knowledge, and he can actually, by his mercy, the pure devotee can actually give us this Krishna consciousness. So we can say in one sense, we speak of the most exalted devotee, of the pure devotee, but in the same time, we have to be careful, because many devotees can testify to you this fact that, especially when they are young devotees, the tendency is to just focus on one person, the spiritual master, and it's really nice in one sense, it's very, very nice. I mean, it's mentioned so many times through the scripture how it's important to have faith in the spiritual master, to worship the spiritual master, to serve the spiritual master. But many times, because it's not, especially when we start our Krishna consciousness, it's not balanced. We have the tendency to not respect properly everyone else, you know, all the other devotees, and that's very dangerous, because we may make offense in this sense, and we may think, oh, this devotee is just washing the pot, he's just here for 2 months, and it's not so important if I make an offense this morning at the breakfast, I will go on. No, you never know who is who. He may be there for 2 months in this life, but maybe he has already 1,000 life of Krishna conscious practice, and he may be very advanced. And even if he's not advanced, like I say, Krishna is very, for Krishna, his devotee is very dear, any devotee, and he is not happy at all when we don't respect properly. So we should always be very careful, I would say, of course, is the exalted devotee, the pure devotee, or who we may think is the most advanced, that's very important. But sure, it's also everyone we have to actually take advantage. Yeah. 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 How you can manage? Yeah. I mean, if you are in a situation where you don't, that's out of your control, you can't have the association, it may happen actually, because there is one statement which say in the Bhagavatam that the nature of devotional life, it's freedom, it's you cannot control it, and it's the same for the association of devotee. You cannot say, I want to have the association. Ultimately, it may happen, like you say, you're in a situation where you can't have. So what to do? Well, I would say, because you cannot have the positive, you should actually also be very careful not to indulge too much in a negative, I mean too much in a association with mundane materialistic person. And the association, you may not have it personally, physically with the person, but you still can take advantage of the scripture. And I would say that when we are alone, bereft of association with other Vaishnavas, we can actually associate with them through the scripture, the reading, and through the chanting. It is mentioned that that's, of course, we speak for the liberated person. This very point is mentioned that even if he has no, is alone, the very advanced devotee, just by his own association, I mean by himself, is associating with the devotee. So we should try to remain as pure as possible. And like I said, by Shravanam, Kirtanam, by reading, by chanting, and we can still be immersed in this protection of Krishna consciousness, even alone. But still, we should, as soon as we have the possibility to have association with other Vaishnavas, we should take advantage always. Yeah. Yeah. That's from Prabhupada. Yeah, I was asking, he says, yeah, I was not sure. Yeah, that's from Prabhupada. Yeah, he gives sometimes this example with the plane or sometimes with the boat. It's very nice, and we should always try to. Prabhupada mentioned at different point how actually should never leave ISKCON, even if you cry every day. And so it's true, because why you cry? Because it's not easy, it's difficult, it's a challenge. But I mean, we should always remember that Prabhupada created, and he said in this verse, this very verse, that he has created this ISKCON just to give the possibility to the devotee to associate with other devotees. And he said we even give them lodging and food, and just because in this way they can remain in the association. And we should always remember ISKCON is not just a mundane group. It's very a spiritual boat who can actually bring us to the other shore of the material energy. And we should be really thankful to be in Krishna in this movement. Yeah. Okay, I will stop. Srimad Bhagavatam ki.